Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This week, we are going to talk about how to break the money talking ice. There's a whole lot of people who we can talk to about money. So in this episode, we'll look at all the different relationships where you can have a money conversation and how do you handle those conversations once they start. Plus, why is talking about money weird or why does it feel that way? And why is talking about it helpful? Then finally, how do we get better about talking about money? With all of that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So, talking about money is very important. It can be difficult, though. It may be a conversation that's much harder to break the ice than others. But this may be because you weren't taught a whole lot about money, or because others don't talk about money. And if we all start talking about money more, then it's going to become a whole lot easier to break through that ice. So let's get into it and talk about the impact that money talks can have. Well, the impact of having a healthy and honest money conversation is tremendous. It makes it much easier for you and whoever you're talking about money with to win with money and to do well with your money, especially if you're talking about money with a significant other. It makes it way easier for workplaces to do better because when people are good with their money, they're less stressed overall, and that can lead to a better output at work. It makes it much easier to go out to eat with friends because there's far less awkward, how are we paying for this type of moments. It can make it much harder to have a money conversation if you don't take the right approach, which we are going to cover later in this podcast episode. But first, let's talk about the different relationships where a money talk can occur. All right, so the first relationship we're going to talk about is with your spouse. This one should be obvious. You need to be talking about money with your spouse. Financial struggles are one of the main issues in a marriage that leads to divorce. And the impact on this is your entire life. If you're talking about money in a marriage, then your entire life becomes easier and you have more opportunities because more money will be available and you'll have less and less of a concern when it comes to money. As my wife and I have talked about money more, the more we've seen countless doors and opportunities open for us, it makes our lives 100 times easier. Easily that much easier. The next relationship where you could have a money talk is with your friends. And this helps you avoid awkward payment conversations, helps you get better at money, it helps your friend get better at money. You're likely in similar circumstances to your friends, and this will allow you to offer real stories, real guidance based on your current situation. It'll allow you to be comfortable with sharing personal details about your money, and it makes conversations overall just more helpful when you're sharing personal details, personal stories, and it helps you each get better as you reach those type of crossroads, as you handle similar circumstances in your life, because you're probably similar age to your friends, or they may have experienced something you haven't, or vice versa. But what about family? That's another relationship where money talks can happen. And if you talk about money in a family, it makes money way more friendly for everybody. And it makes it so it doesn't turn into a point of conflict. It eliminates feelings of jealousy, but also it eliminates feelings of contention among family members and helps your family overall do better with money. Makes it a lot easier to pass down inheritances or give large gifts to family members when you're all on the same page and you all know how to handle your money. It makes it so that the older generations can trust the younger generations because they have heard the stories about how you're doing well or not, and then they can help. So if you're talking about money with your family, it makes it easier for everyone there. Coworkers, this is another relationship where you can talk about money. It's similar to friends and how you can share real stories. Keep it with simple questions. It doesn't need to be elaborate money conversations like you may have with a friend who also enjoys personal finances, but your amount you are around your coworkers the most. So why not help each other out? Why not say, hey, I had this happen and it really sucked because my bank did this. What do you guys think? And then you learn a little bit. So simple questions really keeps it good with coworkers. You're around your coworkers a lot. So help each other out. How do you talk about money with your community? This one's interesting, but it helps you shape your neighborhood and the local economy to some extent. It could be at like a city council level. Your neighbors might be happier if you're talking to them about money and they're doing better. But these ones are a lot harder and more unnatural, I would say. But they don't always need to happen. But it's an opportunity for those who know about money to maybe host a free class or a free presentation or something like that, or a community Q&A session if you're really passionate about money and want to go towards the route of some sort of like financial coach or something like that. That's an opportunity. Strangers. So if we're open with strangers about money, we could, I don't know, quickly warn people about scammers or a good deal nearby. Like if someone's trying to rip people off with a bad deal on the street or something like that. But I would say it's more so for like crowdsourcing on good deals, but this doesn't really happen with the internet, so to speak. So these conversations, unfortunately, don't happen. Don't talk about money a lot with strangers, which is probably okay. But I think the community one applies here, where if you know a lot about money, maybe host a free class or speak to a small group or something about people who are trying to learn more about money. I guess that would overlap with strangers. But next, let's talk about how we can handle all of these different types of conversations. So how do you handle all of these different types of conversations and different relationships where you can talk about money? Well, let's go over those. If you're talking with a spouse, that's first. Be completely open and honest. Understand the other's viewpoints and try to figure out why they feel the way they do. Ask some thought-provoking questions of why. Why do you think like that? Don't ask it in some sort of a petty way where you're like, well, why do you think about it like that? It's this simple, blah, blah. And then you just rant. Just leave an open-ended question to try to understand each other. As for friends, don't reveal too much. Your friends probably don't care. Keep the conversation on topic and don't share how great you're doing with money if you are doing well. It could lead to others feeling jealous. Don't force conversation. We'll talk about this more in a moment, but it especially applies to friends. As for family, let it be a natural conversation. Let it be something that just comes up. Don't try to force it, like with friends. Coworkers, communities, and strangers. These three, they really all have to be natural. Are you seeing a trend in this? But let's talk about natural conversation. If you're someone who loves money, don't try to shove your knowledge into everyone else's brain. It's probably not applicable to their situation, and they probably don't even care. But be ready to answer the money questions as they come up. If you're someone who hates dealing with personal finances, then I'm sorry, but talking about money is going to be one of the key things for you to improve your finance. The good news is that as you talk about money, managing your personal finances becomes way easier. Just ask questions. Look for people who know the answers. Just talking about it can get some great ideas stirring in your mind and help you find new ways and new opportunities to go with your personal finances. But the main thing is it has to be natural. Don't try to force the conversation if you're good with money. But if you're bad with money and don't talk about it at all, you got to bring it up at some point. But if you're good with money, you can still ask those simple questions when they come up for you. But talking about money is weird. Why is that? Let's talk about that next. Why is talking about money weird? Well, it's weird because we don't talk about it. We get so worried about what the other person is going to think that we hide our money lives from each other, which isn't good. If we talk about money more, we're all going to get better. It's also weird because it isn't taught really well. This leads to a large gap between people who know about money and those who don't know about money. This makes it so those who don't are nervous to ask because they're afraid of either getting laughed at for not knowing or they don't get the help they need because people think they shouldn't help them because they don't already know. Why do I always say that we need to talk about money more? Why is it helpful? Let's discuss that. So, why is talking about money helpful? Well, a simple 5-point list online gives these reasons. You can learn how to budget with tips and tricks. You get pay transparency. You hold each other accountable. You dispel stigma around talking about money, and you help kids and future generations develop strong financial literacy. Let's talk about these a little bit. And I think that if you learn tips from each other, tips and tricks, it makes budgeting a lot easier because budgeting can seem really intimidating. It can seem very overwhelming. One of my favorite tips and tricks is to say it takes 3 months for you to be able to learn how to actually budget. So you can't really discount yourself unless you've tried it for 3 months. Pay transparency. This one's a huge one. It leads to people being paid more fairly. It leads to closing things like if there's a gender-based pay gap in your workplace, talking about pay allows that to be dispelled and exposed, so to speak. You get to hold each other accountable. If a friend shares, hey, I'm trying to do this with my money and I want to have this goal, or I want to go on a vacation in 6 months, will you help me keep me accountable to that? Then you can help them. It dispels stigma around talking about money. We don't talk about money because we don't talk about money. That's just the way it seems to be, because there's not really a great reason not to talk about money most of the time. So if there's some stigma that we don't talk about it, talking about it will help dispel that. But it helps kids and future generations develop strong financial literacy. I know if my family or friends was talking about money more when I was little, I'm sure I would have discovered personal finance a long time before I did, even though I'm very lucky to have found it when I did. So you can always learn about it a little bit earlier. And if we're talking about it in the right ways and helpful ways, then it's going to help everybody get better with their finances quicker. And I think these things are all great points. I think one thing you'll find very quickly is that handling money is a lot easier once you're talking about it, and it gets easier quickly. So now that we know why, how do we actually get better about talking about money? Let's talk about that next. How can we actually get better about talking about money? A piece from creativereview.co, their article states, talking about money is rarely an enjoyable experience. Conversations with peers or colleagues can quickly spiral as it transpires whether one earns more or less than the other, leaving awkward tension in the wake. Asking for money is typically less fun. And so a culture of awkwardness becomes about speaking money. And it's been passed along, whether it's through osmosis or by force from industry higher ups. And I think that's a great piece because it's often hard to talk about many money conversations, and we can all get better about talking about money if we just give it a shot multiple times. One thing I recommend is paying attention to your financial life over the next few weeks and seeing what questions come up. Then ask them to somebody. They don't have to be about super specific things, but they could be general finance questions. Those are great too. Something to break the ice and to get the conversation about money started. And it gets easier and easier over time. And I know it is the simple things that we do and talk about that may not have an immediate impact on our finances, but over the long term, it makes your money much easier to handle and to get help with. I hope today's episode gave you some insights into how to break the money talking ice. I hope this podcast is also helping you out. And if it does, please leave a 5-star review and share it with a friend. I'm also sure that you can find plenty of value in over 40 old episodes. So please be sure to check those out on whatever podcast player you listen on. This podcast is still growing, and I appreciate everyone who listens. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.